What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. I got the lovely new girl, Jessica, with me, and that trusty fucker, Josh. Let's get moving with Cox Bar. Doing out there in motherfucking Pogo land. Thanks for hanging out with us on this latest installment of Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. I got some of the local scumbag degenerates
with me,
as usual. And that first voice you're hearing the lovely rude girl, Jessica. How the fuck you doing, Jessica?
Oh, it is me. Yes. Yay. Everybody, lovely rude girl, Jessica. Everybody loves her. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm doing good. We're going to have a good show. We got a good show planned for tonight, everybody. It's going to be fun.
I actually do have a good feeling about tonight.
I do, too.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. I think we got some big things on the horizon for Pogo City.
We got some vodka.
I will say I am
tomorrow's
happy.
The casualties and blank show.
I am happy about one thing. I was talking shit about the sampler I had because it was way overpriced and the thing wasn't fucking working. Got a hold of the company today. They're sending me a brand fucking new
Sweet shit, man.
So it's going to be a couple weeks with no sampler, but I don't give a fuck because we're getting a brand new one. So no little no cheer noises. People are probably more excited that the sampler's broken.
Oh, yeah.
Wild card, bitches. And that's that crusty fucker, Josh. How the fuck you doing, Josh?
I don't know, man. I'm getting like really sick of the New Jersey highways. I got cut off like 4 times today.
There was that big accident, too. That tractor trailer went over the median.
78. Yeah. Went over a median.
Damn.
Fucking looks fucked up, dude. I'm worried about him.
Are you worried about them?
I'm worried about that person. Yes, I have a heart. I'm sorry, Andrew.
I saw a tractor trailer.
My heart
going
beats
to
in
a,
my penis.
Like, literally, like right up into a tree. Like the cab was like 10 feet up in a tree.
That sounds interesting. Sounds interesting. So with all these talks of accidents and crashes, why don't we do a little bit of Agent Orange, Bloodstains? That was a really shitty intro, if I can say so myself. That was Agent Orange with Bloodstains. Now, Mike Palm and them still on tour, so go use that computer, figure out where the fuck they are, and go check them out. But for the meantime, why don't you guys check out a little bit of the Cockney Rejects and Police Car.
Freedom? There ain't no fucking freedom!
That was the Cockney Rejects on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, we've already told you, but let's remind you, tomorrow, that is Saturday, June 24th, come on out to QXT's in Newark, New Jersey for Blank 77 and the Casualties show kicking off at 10. Come there early. There's going to be some type of, some type of pre-party or some shit, but it's a bar, so just get there early and get drunk, stick around for the music, do some pogoing, do some crowd surfing, kick some motherfuckers in the head. You ain't gotta be kicking people in the head, though.
Yeah, I'm not wearing my steel toes for the show.
I don't know, it's up for debate. I guess my steel toes are fucking the only pair of shoes I really own, and they've been in the back of Audrey Anarchy's car since we came back from the beach. Now I'm hearing that she's coming over in a half hour. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know where the lovely rude girl Jessica went. I'm very confused.
I'm confused too, Andrew, but I know one thing is that maybe one of us at least will have our steel toes tomorrow.
There you go. And with that being said, let's get to Ronnie Part 2, Chaos UK.
Ronnie seen the nice boy who lived with his mother. He had a good job and he earned a few bob. Nobody expected that he was mad until he drank some beer and went fucking mad. Cause Ronnie had a drink and through, I thought he was fine. Fresh and barreled up with some lager and lime. He took a Stanley knife out of his pocket. He slapped a fucker up and took the rise of the socket. Cause he's out of his brain, real fucked up. He's out of the time, he's gonna slash you up. He thinks only one man's on their own. And then he's on to his mother on the last bus home. It's nothing used to have one in your town. People like Ronnie, roaming around, looking at the bus stop late at night. He's all fed up and he wants to fight because he's out of his brain. Well fucked up, he's out of town, he's gonna slash you up. He picks anyone that's on their own. And then he's on to his mother on the last bus home. He's on to his mother on the last bus home. He's on to his mother on the last bus home. Yeah, he's on to his mother on the last bus home.
Let's keep moving right along. Take it out to Italy with the Defected. Authentic, in-your-face punk rock.
Pogo City Radio.
So thanks for hanging out with us, everybody, on WPDG. Now, some quick announcement. We were about to go live, but now we're only like live in the studio, not live on the stream. But you guys, at any time, can go over to Pogo City Radio's Facebook. So facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. And if you're on a desktop, you click to the left of the screen, listen to Pogo City Radio. You will get a live stream of the show going on. You guys can go there. Do it right now. Here's some Pogo City Radio. You guys can hear Devil's Den with Devil John. You guys can hear Bad Luck Radio with Black Cat. Getting a couple other shows on there. Lots of Pogo City Radio. All the interviews are up there. All the early shows. So go check it out and get your punk rock fix on. You guys can go to PogoCityRadio.com. Get links places as well. So you guys know how to get a hold of us. You can also hit us up with some music submissions, or if you need to get a hold of us, over at staff@pogocityradio.com.
I personally love the new live feature.
Yeah, as well. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the ass. We are 100% set up. We will be streaming live most of the shows we do now, as long as we're able to, via like with permission from the club and everything and the bands. But we're definitely doing the August 26th show, the punk rock block party, and possible flea market. It keeps being a flea market, not being a flea market, being a flea market. So we'll see what the fuck happens. The show is 100% a go, and the bill couldn't get much better. We're talking Blank 77, the Oi Scouts, East Coast Return, fucking the Parasitics, Damn Broads, Sick 86, fucking Clerical Error, Video Massacre. It's gonna be a great show. Gonna have a couple more on the bill waiting for them last minute confirmations, but they're worth having. So make sure you guys come out to this. We will be streaming it live on WPDG and the Facebook and the site, probably YouTube. We might be doing fucking cameras and doing the goddamn show live on YouTube. We'll see. Maybe. I'm being asked to, but we're getting quite elaborate, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, I'll if we go live, I'll even do a little twerk thing in the pit.
Oh, we're definitely going. Oh, you mean live video? Yeah, I don't really want to see that. That kind of makes me not want to go live.
I mean, I have like a really skinny white ass, so you'd barely be able to, you know, see anything anyway.
I've seen your ass plenty of times. Not that I'm happy about that, but I've seen your ass plenty of times. Not as many times as you've seen mine, though.
Yeah, oh, and I'm probably not as many times as I've seen your dick, man. You fucking saw your stitches and shit from pogosectomy.
The pogosectomy. Stitches healed up nicely, can't even tell. Andrew 100% healed from there, that aspect.
That's just a shout-out right there.
Broke a lot of rules. A lot of rules. Put myself in some suffering, but it was well worth it. Believe me, it was well worth it.
I was worried that I was going to have to take you to the hospital, dude. Like, I mean, you know, they said like 3 days, right? And what'd you do? You waited about like 3 hours?
Yeah, roughly. However long we recorded Pogo City for.
Yeah.
All right. Well, talking about keeping it nice and slutty, why don't we keep it slutty and go with the Dead Boys, coming off Young, Loud, and Snotty with I Need Lunch. Talk about Linda Lunch. Fun little story for this one. Dead Boys, Pogo City Radio.
I don't need your company. Kiss like you, I'll come for free. I don't really wanna dance. Girl, I just wanna get in your pants. I don't want you to hang around.
motherfucking Dead Boys, Pogo City Radio.
Yo, you should. Did you see what I posted on your timeline tonight, Josh?
Yes, I did. I love that.
I like that episode.
Everybody get Swifty. Take off your pants and your panties.
Rick and Morty on Pogo City Radio.
Everybody likes Rick and Morty. It's the new trend. Didn't you know that?
That it is. But, yeah, so what, we got something to talk about, or are we getting right back to the tunes? Where you been, Rude Girl? Oh, you were putting your face on.
No, and I was also, like, taking care of our children, but, yeah. Yeah,
nice
Ava,
and calm.
Putting Ava to sleep,
tucking
her
in. Kids
home
tonight, nice calm night.
Yeah.
Not all wild and
rambunctious.
Have
to be the mommy still, even for these boys sometimes. Yeah, right. They got to be the daddy for me.
Yeah, that sounds more accurate.
Andrew, why is
my
asshole
I shouldn't
burned?
Have said Josh because should be the daddy for me, though.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Yo, Josh, I'm not trying to make fun of you or nothing, but with your chipped tooth, you kind of look like Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber. Has anyone ever told you that?
I really kind of want to make that like Lloyd noise.
You're
that
way
makes
better
in the
looking.
Band,
like no, you're way better looking, but you do definitely resemble him with the.
I don't know if he's way better looking.
Oh, come
Shut
on.
Up.
Come on.
You're an asshole.
Hey, everybody out there in Pogo Land, listen to Jessica
and
Josh not
is,
on that one.
Josh looks like Ryan Gosling over here.
You guys can find Josh on Tinder if you really want to get to know him.
Yeah.
How's the world of Tinder been treating you, my man?
It's been hit or miss. It's been pretty good. It's been pretty. A lot of it's like really funny. I find myself like trolling people on there.
You fucking troll,
Josh. A
goblin?
Big internet troll.
He's a goblin.
Yeah.
You gotta pay the troll toll to
get
in
into this boy's hole. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
I will crush your face into a jelly.
I will smash your face into a jelly.
All right. Let's get back to the punk rock with a little bit of Dropkick Murphys and the Gauntlet. Let's rock and roll on some motherfucking Pogo City Radio. Dropkick. Let's move it right along with the Doors and Drugstore.
Going down to the drugstore.
Now tell me that's not the exact same riff as Halloween. That's Halloween by the Misfits. It is.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can hear it. Yeah.
I mean, we were going back to, you know, we were talking about that a few weeks ago with the Clash and MIA, or the wild card we did.
And Paper Planes.
Yeah. Shoot. Go straight to hell. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio, checking us out on WPDG. And remember, you guys can listen to Pogo City Radio live straight from the Facebook. Just go like our Facebook and click listen to Pogo City Radio. It'll pop up in a little window. You can stream the show live 24 hours a day. Sometimes we'll have a Devil's Den with Devil John taking you through all things heavy, and you guys will be running through some of the deep cuts with the Black Cat and Bad Luck Radio as well. But you'll be hearing a whole fuckload of Pogo City Radio. There is days and days and days of Pogo City Radio uploaded into the WPDG archive. So just go there, and you can always hear my beautiful fucking voice. You can always hear this asshole talk over on WPDG, you know, on our Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City motherfucking radio. All right. Josh, is there anything you believe in?
No, not at all, actually.
I believe! And then I came. Let's see how Pogo.
Exploit it, Pogo City Radio.
I'm a ship, the fear of the fun, and I don't care, I don't give a damn, and I don't care what you say, cause I believe, and I'm okay. I'm not great, and I'm not shit.
Josh just called Waddy the Ozzy of punk rock. Kind of like that.
I mean, it just kind of makes sense. I mean, like Ozzy Osbourne, Waddy, they just seem
you
to...
can't understand a word either one of them says.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fucking wanker.
That's what they both sound like.
They're both like from Wales or some shit.
I don't fucking know where the fuck they're from.
Andrew,
it's
you
like
sent...
the heaviest accent of them all, like Scottish or.
Andrew, you sent me a video of an interview with Waddy.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, what was that, like a year
or
two ago?
I couldn't understand like three words that he said. All I got was fuck, twat, and cunt.
Out of like a 10-15 minute interview too. Yeah. And the video's there too. But like, I mean, Waddy seems like a really cool dude, but like you just can't understand a single word that comes out of his
mouth. All right. Well, I could understand it when I think you were there. And fucking we were out back of but what the fuck was that place in Allentown? The
art gallery?
No, back in the day. The Sterling Hotel.
The Sterling Hotel. Oh,
we're out back in the Sterling Hotel. And
I remember
we
the
were,
story.
Now, back in the day, we used to party a little bit harder than we do now. And we were a little bit out of blow for the night, okay?
Well, we had some blow left, but there was one stingy bastard that wouldn't, you know.
Exactly. And Waddy comes walking up to us as we're all huddled up in a circle just talking. And I look to the right of me. I'm like, who the hell's talking to me? I'm like, oh, my God, that's Waddy. And he's like, oi, mate,
do you know where I can get some blow? And I'm like, oh, shit. And I know I don't have any, but I know the dude standing next to me does. And I'm not going to say his name, but I'm like, hey, so-and-so, you got any blow? And he's looking at me. He's like, no. I'm like, dude, are you fucking serious? He's like, no, dude, I don't have enough. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't want to go on the Exploitus goddamn bus and do
and
some
blow some coke
with the Exploitus? Like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And there he goes telling Waddy that he doesn't have any and can't get any, and then Waddy just kind of walked away.
That could have been one of the best nights of our lives, dude.
You know what made me mad? I caught that person telling that same story with quite the different ending one time. And I called him out motherfucker. He tried saying that he was like, hell yeah, I got some. Yeah. And like, we went on the Exploitus bus and did lines with him. I was like, motherfucker, that shit did not fucking happen. That's exactly
what would have happened if you weren't a stingy asshole. Like, fuck you, dude. Like,
fucking rat bastard. I don't even do drugs, but if Waddy asked me to do coke, I think I would have to do coke with him.
Well, yeah. No, me too, dude. I mean, yeah. I mean, but you know, that was years ago, but you know, the Pogo crew was, you know, we drank.
Oh, I like this next one for sure. Sorry, Josh. No, yes, no, we do drink.
And
we
may
drink.
Partake in something that is the color of green. I mean, all things that are good in this world are green. Traffic lights, money, weed.
Pussy's not, unless it's some bad pussy.
Let's hope it's not.
Well, I've eaten a girl out that had blue waffle.
What?
Oh, blue waffle.
What the? Oh my god, dude, are you serious?
No.
Yo,
not,
I
no,
just
that,
learned that what that shit was
no,
like
that actually
2 years
happen.
Ago, and I saw a picture. And that's pretty nasty. That's
yeah,
gnarly.
No, I did not actually do that. But I mean, if I was drunk enough, I probably would.
I think you're lying now. I think you're just trying to say
to
that
to cover it up.
Yeah.
Or was I lying to begin with?
You're a crusty fuck, dude. Who knows?
I mean, blue waffle's nasty, man. You don't just like
you
know start
blue
eating,
waffle once because Andrew told me to. And it's disgusting. And blue waffle, like blueberry waffles came up too, but like there was also like pussy blue waffle.
You
should have
seen it like 4 or 5 years ago when it was a thing before Google started turning into a pussy and taking everything off of Google. Google's a serious pussy now, but no. You know, you don't exactly like go down the vagina and feel some teeth and keep eating it.
Ew.
Okay. Well,
let's get to this next song here.
Let's transition.
We got some fear. I love living in the city.
I love living in the city.
Pogo City Radio.
I love living in the city.
Radio. All right. So why don't we get to the Josh? What's this next thing called? The Pogo City.
Crush 'em.
Wow. wild card, bitches.
Thank you, Jessica. Right, right. Okay. Wait, okay. Second time you have dropped the ball tonight.
I mean, it's a GBH song. Can you really blame me?
No, it's not GBH. This is the next song, which is obviously the wild card.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Okay. Josh killing us here. He messed up on the I Believe in Anarchy.
So this is the wild card, bitches.
Yeah, about 10 minutes late.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that was more like 30 seconds. But anyways, so Frank Zappa. Here's the kind of sounds punk.
Here's the Broken Hearts Are for Assholes. Coming off Chic Your Booty, the double 12-inch. Now, this is the Pogo City wild card where we play something a little off format and whatever the fuck we want. Last weekend, it was Dion and the Belmonts. Before that, I think it was Biggie. And now we're at Frank Zappa and Broken Hearts Are for Assholes. I got to dedicate this one to all the special little lovely ladies out there.
Some of you might not agree, but you probably likes a lot of misery. But think a while and you will see. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. What you gonna do? 'Cause you're an asshole. You think you're a lonely guy, and maybe you think you're too tough to cry, so you went to the grape just to give it a try. And Dagmar,
without a doubt, the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life
was his name.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The whiskers sticking out from underneath of his pancake makeup.
He was a beautiful lady.
Nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about leather.
And so you kissed a little sailor.
Tex Abel starring in the latest Shepherd production.
From Spain.
Sir Richard Pumpelo.
You sniffed the reeking buns of angel.
The tail of a demented bread boffer.
And acted like it was cocaine.
My whole wheat loaf.
You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco.
And then on Tuesday night, Caesar's back in town.
In a way you can explain.
Facing off the Holtz Bar tag team
and
grudge
so
match.
And so you were co-all with Michael.
179 pounds of Samoan dynamite.
Which gave your back an awful strain.
Volcanic hell.
But you came back on Sunday for the gong show.
Thursday, two nights.
But you forgot what I was saying. Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, yes, yes. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole. You say you can't live with what you've been through. Well, ladies, you can be an asshole too. You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you, but don't fool yourself, girl, it's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's winking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's blinking at you. That's why I say I wanna ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Cornhole!
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoot.
Wristwatch, Crisco.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoot. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoot. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoot. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoot. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoot. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoot. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your...
Okay, that was Frank Zappa with Broken Hearts, Hearts for Assholes with the Pogo City Wildcard. Let's keep moving with GBH and Crushing. Coming off Ha Ha. Catch him September 8th in Philly with the Casualties.
Standing on the goon squad.
With the Casualties. Now that song kind of jumped off before I was ready for it. So let's talk about that wild card, a little Broken Hearts Are for Assholes, Frank Zappa. I'm gonna ram it up your poop shoot. Fist fuck. Yeah, you know I'm down with that song.
Oh man, oh yeah. I mean, Andrew's always down with the anal. I mean, I'm not gonna get into any detail or any names.
Yeah, a little
Andrew's
bit. Yeah, no, I think I know a little. No, maybe I don't, Josh. Maybe you know better than I do. You like it up your poop shoot?
Josh, you like it in the poop shoot?
I mean, it depends on the girl.
Look, whoa. I was watching Amy Schumer today, and she's like, yeah, anal sex. Yeah, yay. Yeah. Like, I am not, like, a big anal sex person. Like, it just seems like it'll probably hurt. And I'm like, yup. Yup. No, I enjoy it, though,
get
from
your,
time to
get your
time.
Fill of butt sex on Pogo City Radio.
I wonder if Moon Unit or Dweezil take it up the butt.
Frank Zappa's children that are, like, 50.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still smash Moon Unit.
Just imagine going through life with your name as Moon Unit.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she has plenty of dick. I mean, she's Frank Zappa's kid.
I don't know, she looks kind of, like, conservative, though. She doesn't look like...
I've never not fucked somebody because of political affiliation.
That's not really what I meant. I meant she seems like a conservative person, like she's not easy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's what I meant. I didn't mean she's a Republican. That's not what I meant.
Well, she's never met this crusty motherfucker.
All right.
Ram it up your poop shoot.
Don't
Josh.
Fool yourself, girl. It's going
don't
right up
fool
your
yourself,
shoot.
Josh.
Why are you being so suggestive, Jessica?
I know, Jess,
don't
why
fool
you
yourself,
about poop
Josh.
So much?
Gonna ram it up your poop.
Hey,
shoot.
Jessica,
I got something downstairs.
I have a regular diet of broken glass, so if you shove anything up my ass, it's gonna hurt a lot.
Okay.
Oh, anything up the butt usually does at first, but you just gotta go with it, dude. And if you resist it, it's gonna hurt more. Just relax and let it flow, and get a lot of lube. You gotta get a lot of lube that helps too, and spit.
Here's a Running with the Boss sound coming off Generation X best album in my opinion with Valley of the Dolls. Here's Running with the Boss sound.
We'll be right back.
Along
Pogo
with
City Radio,
a little punk core band, a global threat, coming off What the Fuck Will Change with False Patriots.
Yeah, bitches. We'll be right back.
a global threat with False Patriot coming off What the Fuck Will Change. We got just about 8 minutes left in the show, so let's keep moving right along with the music and do a little Sex Pistols cover here. It wouldn't be a show if we didn't play any Blank 77, who you guys can catch tomorrow night at QXT's with the Casualties. Saturday, June 24th, $20 at the door. Make sure you get there. Here's Blank's cover in Anarchy in the UK. Right, so like we got a couple more minutes. Why don't we stick with the same little 90s street punk and do a little bit of the Lower Class Brats and Standard Issue?
I'm gonna wear tonight.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for tonight, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City
Pogo Land
Radio.
We love you.
Thank you for stopping, and please come again.